So thank you very much. My name is Mihai Hider, and I'm going to talk about the HEXA project, which is not specific to WRTC topics, but it's relevant to these topics. And this is about a collaboration solution. And the HEXA project was financed by the GNT Association in the way of an open call in the GNT 3 Plus project. And what we are doing now is just trying to do some dissemination about our results so that everyone who is developing some kind of collaborative software is aware of these issues, that they don't have to re-implement the wheel or something. So, and I'm promised that I will cut the deadline for my presentation. So in like 20 minutes or something, it's good. Okay for you. All right, so the problem is that we have a lot of users, as you're well aware of, and we have a lot of service providers as well. One or two maybe of them, a chat service or a video conferencing service, others could be wiki projects, mailing lists, and so on. And also the users belong to different organizations, represented by different colors in this slide. So if you look at how Facebook, Google, or Skype is communicating, they are not showing you this picture. They are assuming that you just joined their federation. It's not a federation, actually. They just joined their product and use it. So these issues don't come up if people use Google Hangouts or Skype or something else, because it is assumed that the user has a relevant account. But it's not the case all the time, and it's not the case if you are not Google or some large multinational corporation. So actually, there are going to be a lot of users from different institutions, and you want to offer them some kind of collaboration. And the collaboration might last for a long time, like a new project. And a collaboration might include different applications like wiki or mailing list and a video conference room. Some collaborations might only last for a couple of hours, like this workshop today. Or there are classes, there are just one-time conference calls and so on. And in all these cases, you have to make all of the people able to access the resource. Now, this is a general problem to all collaborative software. And the bad thing is that software engineers are not really educated about this, so they are going to just try to re-implement the stuff all the time. So this is why you have user databases, roles, or types of users or something like that in every other in every service provider, whereas you shouldn't do that. You could use something that is designed for this purpose, and this is an external attribute authority like HEXA, but there are others as well. Of course, we like HEXA a lot because we are the developers, but you could use others as well. Just remember that you don't have to implement these things on your own. So what the problem is in a bit more detail is that there are identity providers, the home institutes of the users, and also there are service providers, the websites, XMPP service, something like that. And the bureaucracy at the identity providers is really tough, because when the sysadmins at the identity providers, so like the sysadmins at NIFI or MTS Turkey, trying to keep up with the services, they just fail to do it, because there are so many of them, there are so many permission sets, so many different ways of dealing with this. So they just tend to basically provide authentication information, and nothing else. So, and also another issue is that they are just not authoritative on the information. So my home institute of, let's say, the HR department that is managing my account, if I'm fired, they just revoke my account the same day. So this is how it's done. They are not relevant in the question of an EU project they never heard of that we are participating in. So And if we delegate this task for them, that's just that they have to keep up with all this project and all this information, it will be a really difficult task for them. So it's not really the place where you should do this. So instead, what we are doing, and which is common, it's not only us that we're doing this, is that you separate authentication from authorization. And one role is just to provide some means of authentication that this is some means of identity. This is Mihai Haider, and that's it. And this is done by my home institution, and it is done in a good quality because they checked my ID, national ID card. I have a contract with them. I'm an employee. They send me my my wage each month, and so on. So this is a strong level of authenticity about this. But they are not really relevant in the respect of what I'm doing in the GM4 phase one project, for instance. So this is one role, authentication. The other role is authorization. And these two should be separated. This is the first thing that should be done, and not trying to keep up all this information in the identity provider. So you have different profiles for authoritative attributes, meaning that you could use IS-509 certificate, you could use an email address, you could use the researcher ID, you could use entitlement information, you could use group names and so on for providing authorization. I just call these profile attributes in general. And this should be managed by someone else. I mean, not by the Home Institute's HR department or something like that. So this is why there is a need for the external attribute authority. External as in it's not part of the if one organization that is participating in the collaboration. An attribute authority as in it provides attributes for service providers. All right, so this attribute authority could be the focal point for keeping coherent, consistent, and consolidated information. And there have been lots of products in this area in the last 20 years, so it's not a really new thing. Only that the protocols have changed, and now it's not that there is an LDAP server somewhere and everyone uses that, or not something, not just a X509 certificate and everyone uses that. So we are mainly using the SAML Federation, but there are all alternative solutions for using it. And Hexa is mainly developed for SAML, but can be used in different means. All right. So what we have done in this project is was by the book software development. We did a really profound use case discovery. We did surveys with hundreds of participants and so on. So we tried to get an understanding of what the community's needs are. And also, we had a legal expert colleague on our team, and it was really important because in the EU, you have this new regulation, the data protection regulation right now, and we just wanted to understand how to develop software that conforms this regulation that is applying to everyone. And the bottom line is that you really shouldn't try to just manage user information on your own without an understanding of what this regulation says. All right, so this is the Hexa project. And I'm going to present some findings that we have about the legal part. Is the main things are that you should have an understanding of the level of assurance and authenticity of your information in all cases. In your application, and if you are developing something like a web conference system or something else, you should do that as well. So this is a good reason, if you don't want to do that, to rely on some external system. Also, you should manage consents. Users should consent on usage and release of their attributes and personal information in general. And they should be able to prohibit this release or revoke the consent and delete the information. This is the law, and these are rights that they have. and is most of the time really hard to implement, because sometimes you don't pay attention to these issues in the design phase, and you will have a database from which you delete a user and the data just collapses because there is a missing key somewhere in the records. So it's a design issue. You should design this, or you should use something like Hexa to take and the identity system as well to take care of these issues. All right, you should be able to provide attribute release history if you're releasing the attributes to the other parties, if you have an IDP or if you have a external attribute authority like Hexa, you should be able to have a record of this information. All right. So we did this project, and what we have is a software that is able to manage virtual organizations. These are units of collaborations. Virtual organization can be like any kind of group of people that you can imagine, a few or millions, it doesn't really matter. And within these organizations, you have members and managers as well. You have roles. You can have any number of roles with any names you want. And also you have entitlements. The entitlements are connected to services, and these are defined by services. So you have a web conference system, and you offer access to a room. Or what we did with an XMPP server, the prosody, that we have Jabber rooms. And the Jabber rooms are represented by entitlements in this system, and the managers of a virtual organization can give these entitlements to the roles and invite people to the roles. So it's really a flexible way of managing this authoritative information, and in the meantime, the server doesn't have to store this kind of information at all. I mean the Jabber server that I'm talking about. And we did all these necessary elements of data protection, like consent management. Data always expires. There is no data without expiration, and it's we pay attention to this detail. And also we have means of regular data rechecks, like reaching out to the users once a year or something like that. It's configurable. And also the system can be used in SAML and via API calls. And also you can have your own GUI to the system. All right, so this site looks like in general, there is, this is the Hexa system. There is a GUI for it. There is attribute authority part in SAML sense that is talking with the service provider, and also you have the database where all this information is kept. And in some cases, all this is managed by a third-party GUI. There isn't a case for this in an IFI. All right, a bit more detail about the architecture. If you're interested in samplings, I can share this with you later because I don't have enough time. So what we did, we implemented a lot of integrations with the system. For instance, All right, so we have LiveFrame integration, we have OpenStack, we have OpenNebula integration as well, and also we have something that is called EduJabber, that's an XMPP implementation. And what these systems are doing is that there is a default user management and role management in LiveFrame. There is role management and project management and user management in OpenStack and OpenNebula, and we are not using this. We are just populating the data behind these cloud services from Hexa. And when people are when someone first time uses the system, the data will be just sent there and stored. So you don't have to do your own user management in the system. And I just wait a bit, maybe you can see my slides. I wish I could use the whiteboard. All right, so we're running out of time, so I will just try to explain the figure that is in front of me. It's a solution called EduJabber, and it's an XMPP server that uses Hexa and standard SAML identity providers. And it's done this way. There is an XMPP server, which is really simple, called Prosody. It's an open source project, and it stores all the information it needs in a MySQL instance. And we have written a custom web interface to this database that the XMPP server uses. And this custom web interface is in turn integrated with Hexa and the Identity Federation that is in place in Hungary. So once
welcome to Unified Conferencing.
All right, it will be okay. Well, anyway, so there is a web interface for the XMPP server, which can have an effect in the XMPP server's database. And once you define a room in Hexa, I mean a Jabber room, the room will be created in the Prosody XMPP server. Yeah. Okay. I'm on a different. I skip the OpenStack part because we don't really have time. This is what I'm talking about. You can create rooms, and you can invite people to use these rooms, and in turn the rooms will be accessible in XMPP, and you will be able to join with your Jabber client to the system. This is how it looks like. This is a virtual organization, a part of a virtual organization in Hexa. You have different roles here. There is a default role, there is a DBpedia role that we are collaborating with them. And as you can see, there is a room. This is an EduJabber XMPP room here that is assigned to this role, and also a lot of people are assigned to this role. So the effect is that once you assign these people to these roles, and they visit the EduJabber web interface, it looks like this. They will be able to see that they have access to this Jabber room, and also they can set up their own Jabber ID. So it's done by the Prosody server, and this is how it's separated. The management of the room access is done by Hexa, but the other things that is like XMPP things, knowing the Jabber ID and things like that, is done by the Prosody server, which is designed to do that. And as you change the access to these roles, this list will be changing, and you will be able to join the roles in your XMPP client. So this is how it works. And the main message is that you shouldn't try normally to implement these kind of things in a web solution that is designed to do something else, like video conferencing, and you feel like you require to have some kind of user management, but it's not a good path to take. You should rely on external help, external systems that do just that, and they're already done, so you don't have to re-implement the wheel. Okay, our system is accessible mainly in SAML, but it has a REST API as well, and we are planning to have Voot and Scheme access. These are all protocols to delegate identity and profile information. We have collaboration with similar systems. These are all similar systems to our system in the sense that these are all XML attribute providers. So even if you don't use our system, you should at least use some system that is listed here. There are a lot of projects that we are collaborating with. Hexa is part of EduGain. So if you submit your web service to EduGain, you will be able to use HEXO as well. It's part of the Hungarian Federation, of course, and there are lots of production things that are relying on it right now, like the high-performance computing things and lots of things that that also uses SAML protocols. And there is a community support behind it. All right. I have just briefly mentioned the OpenStack integration. I have mentioned the EduGain collaboration that is done, so it's part of the EduGain Federation. And also, I mentioned LifeRail-based implementations here. And from now on, it will be maintained by our community. You can access the software in GitHub, so you can install your own instance, or you can use the hexo.eduid.hu that is there. All right, this is our team, and thank you very much. You have any questions?
I think it is very interesting for me, at least, because I'm interested in identity part of WebRTC, and the integration with HEXO and use multiple attribute could be a possible way to move further for sophisticated authentication authorization decision to accept the call or not, to know more than the identity. And
yes, absolutely.
And of course, we heard from Renate a presentation that they are working on Jitsimeet authorization, room authorization, and this is another place where we could use this project, and this is why I'm invited to be here today. So it is absolutely connected to our collaboration and WebRTC, and this is our connection. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for the opportunity.
Do not have any, I don't know.
Maybe it's coffee break time already.
So. Yes. Okay. So we will have a half an hour coffee break, and we will come back at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.